Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
An absolutely fantastic day of cross country yesterday for Micah Mobley and the Edgewood Mustangs. The girls won the Edgewood Invitational for the first time since the inception of the meet in 2013. The boys finished fourth, but it wasn't about the teams on this day. It was about the record set on the 5K course. Annalisa Crane, a freshman, ran 18:42, and listen to this. It was a school record time by 30 seconds and 1 minute and 50 seconds faster than any Edgewood girl had ever run on this 5K course. And let's add to the legend a little bit. This was the first time ever she ran the course in competition. Crane, who set a bunch of junior high records, who had set the second fastest Edgewood girls' time just a couple of weeks ago, put one up for the history books yesterday as she broke Hannah Sears' record that stood since 2013. Annalisa Crane is just a freshman, and to put up the time she's put up already is a fantastic blueprint for the future of Edgewood girls cross country. And it gets better. Sarah Foster, another freshman, was second. She's ran the fourth fastest time in Edgewood Mustang history. She did that the other week as well. Kaylee Meyer finished sixth. Olivia Warner was 10th. And Paige Abel was 12th. Edgewood scored 26 points en route to victory. How dominating was their performance? Owen Valley was second with 103. Martinsville third with 110. On the boys' side, Austin Haskett, that's a name you should know from the track and field world and from the cross-country world. He set the boys' course record, 16:02. He broke the previous record set by former South Panther Kyle Burks by 18 seconds. Two records set, two margins of victory, 1 minute and 18 seconds and 1 minute and 19 seconds. A historic day for Edgewood Cross Country Tuesday. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
A busy Tuesday night on the high school scoreboard, but the South Panthers came away with most of the victories, including boys soccer. They evened their conference record to 1-1 in Conference Indiana and improved to 4-1 overall as they traveled to Franklin Central and beat the Flashes 5-1. South had a 1-0 first half lead but exploded again for 4 goals in the second half. Alex Fox led the way with a hat trick. Ben Yeagley and Logan Wilson also scored for the purple and white. In volleyball, Eugene Kim and his Panthers, they were also taking on Franklin Central and won in a 3-set sweep last night to improve to 1-1 in conference play, dropping Franklin Central to 2-2, 5-2 overall. The Panthers are now 7-2. Sydney Conger had 14 kills to lead the way. Bailey DeMeyer had 33 assists, but Eugene Kim told me it was the play at the net that was the difference that controlled Franklin Central. The South Panthers tennis team of Matt Corey, they took their frustrations out on Franklin Central as well. Boy, tough day for the Flashes as Bloomington South, 3-0 in all the heads-up matches. South only lost 2 games in the 3 singles matches. Connor Shapiro, Calvin Prinkert, and Andy Chang all winning comfortably. And the doubles teams weren't far off. Chris Pikarski and Holt Hanke at number 1 doubles only lost 3 games. And Chandler Martin and Dexter Wu at number 2 doubles only lost twice. So a big day for the purple and white on Tuesday as they took care of their Conference Indiana rivals Franklin Central in all 3 contests. Dave and Glass in the zone in your phone calls tonight. We preview Indiana and Ohio State, plus the Colts' final exhibition game. They've got a big decision to make. The roster cut happens this Saturday. We'll see what direction they go. Reds and Mets on the airwaves tonight. Homer Bailey for the Kings of the Ohio. Marty Brenneman's pregame, 7 p.m. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.